Like Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. All of us can feel blue. And this time of year, it's sometimes hard to remember that sunshine exists or that spring will come, which doesn't help much. But Lake Effect essayist Linda Benjamin says sometimes what does help is how you look at it.
Have you ever seen the optical illusion of the lady or the witch? It's a visual perception picture where, at first glance, you either see a homely old woman or a pretty young lady wearing a bonnet. When I saw this image for the first time, I could see the witch, but I couldn't see a young lady at all, no matter how hard I tried. Giving up temporarily, I busied myself with other things I needed to do. Then, when I looked at the picture again, I tried to pick up one detail that might suggest the lady. Why, there were the ribbons from her bonnet, and next I could see her hat. And soon her whole profile was clear to me. I couldn't even find the witch again. Perhaps our moods are like optical illusions. They feel very real, even permanent at the moments we experience them. And all of us, even therapists, feel bluish from time to time. We may be saying to ourselves, poor me, I am, fill in the blanks, lonely, unfulfilled, underpaid. But sometimes if we distract ourselves, like I did, trying to find a lady when I could only see a witch, a completely different perception emerges. Like a magician pulling colored scarves out of his mouth, I noticed one positive thought led me to see so much more of the joy in my life, and the spell of a bluish mood was broken. I remembered that my sister texted me with some inspiration and an invitation to join her. My friend Marina took a long walk with me that day. My pal Paul came over that night bringing dinner and a DVD for us to watch. As if I were teasing out the lady with one piece of the puzzle and then another, I could see the people and animals and things that make life full and rich for me. Why, I was to visit my son and my granddogs in just a few weeks. Just the day before, I'd Skyped with my four-month-old grandson and his parents. I remember how fortunate I was to be doing work I love and am proud of as a therapist, and how I was privileged to be able to share my thoughts and experiences here with you. When you feel stuck, seeing only witchiness in your mood, perhaps you can distract yourself from the monkey mind, the negative chatter most of us have had at times. And then when you return to what you were thinking before bluishness set in, see if you got stuck in what AA calls stinking thinking. I'll never, or it's always, or I can't. And if you feel stuck in a down rut for too long, just ask for a jump start from a trusted friend, a therapist, or a doctor. Many people report feeling depressed just before an illness occurs. Some of us are sensitive to the darker days of winter. Depression, like diabetes, can be caused by chemical, physical, genetic, or multiple stress factors. But when a depression or a mood disorder is shrouded in shame and isolation, people tend to not go for the help that could pull them out of it. And it's so wonderful that we live in a time when help is available. I know that when I'm in a good mood, which is more often than not, I can return trying to figure out what happened that put me in my earlier bluish state. And it's actually hard to even understand why I couldn't, at that particular moment, see all the beauty and richness in my life. Once out of a down mood, the way I'd been looking at things feels like an illusion, a problem of perception, rather like the optical illusion of the lady or the witch.
Lake Effect essayist Linda Benjamin calls her series for a psychobabble. She is a clinical social worker in private practice in Milwaukee.